Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Well, I appreciate that, Chad Hartman. I appreciate that you say that I'm good on serious topics and pop culture. Welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy to have you guys along for the next 2.5 hours. And, I'm fired up. I'm ready for baseball to begin. When you listen to Inside Twins, we just heard from Rocco. Rocco was tonight's guest. We got Twins Fest. We gave out a 4-pack of Twins Fest tickets for this weekend, this Saturday, last night. I'm looking forward to being at Twins Fest on Saturday. So it should be a lot of fun. It should be a fun week of talking about the Twins and being there and meeting the players and all that good stuff. Maybe we'll touch on some Twins a little bit later here on the show. But I wanted to start with a different sports topic tonight, and it involves the professional teams that we have had here in recent memory. And I appreciate things that we had occur here in the year that just finished, okay, in 2024. So the Minnesota Timberwolves last year, phenomenal season, made it to the Western Conference Finals. And I think that one of the reasons why they were as good as they were was because of how selfless the team was. It wasn't about one individual person. They all collectively were battling and fighting and playing hard for each other. That is a sign of a really good sports team. Right now, when you look at the Minnesota Wild, and I know that they haven't been as good the last month, but that's because of all the injuries. They seem to get along. Okay? The Minnesota Vikings for the 2024-25 season seem to get along, right? Everybody lifting up Sam Darnold, showing that they believed in him. Everybody, for the most part, was on the same page. I love that. What you can't have is a player or players that think they are bigger than the program, that it's about them, that there's certain things that they are frustrated by and they let that get in the way. We've seen bad actors just across sports for the last, I don't know how many years, forever. You think of the Antonio Browns of the world. You think of all these different athletes that have made it about them as opposed to the team. Well, funny. Remember the Hall of Famer? Outstanding linebacker for the Chicago Bears. Remember the famous rant that he went on about Vernon Davis? Remember that rant? It was spot on. It's got to be about the team and not about one player. This is when Vernon Davis had basically kind of like checked out and was having an attitude problem, and he needed an attitude adjustment. And Mike Singletary, in front of the press, at a post-game press conference, he let everybody know he's not going to do that.
No. You don't want me to go much further. Go right ahead. Ask the question. Vernon, just it was something that I told everybody at the very beginning of the week. I will not tolerate players that think it's about them when it's about the team. And we cannot make decisions that cost the team and then come off the sideline and it's nonchalant. No. You know what? This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else, rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
That was awesome, and I stand behind that commentary from Mike Singletary 100%. The reason why I bring this up, and I can get your reaction at 651-461-9226, that's the talk and text line, is because I wonder who is the most selfish athlete in Minnesota professional sports history, or at least in modern-day sports history. And I bring this up because maybe some of you have heard the news about former Minnesota Timberwolf Jimmy Butler, member of the Miami Heat. Remember, he was suspended for 7 games. He has made it all about him, and he's upset that he didn't have a contract extension and all this other stuff, right? So then he got suspended. So then he rejoins the team, what was it, like a week or so ago. They still are down in the dumps, still losing basketball games because Jimmy Butler has got an attitude. He's upset with Pat Riley. And Pat Riley, in my opinion, is doing the right damn thing. Pat Riley's not going to cave. Pat Riley will try to make the best decision for the Miami Heat, whether it's making a good trade. But he's not just going to move him for the sake of moving him. You don't let Jimmy Butler run your damn program. But it comes up again because the Miami Heat are planning to suspend Jimmy Butler for 2 more games. Earlier today, he missed a team flight, and then he had plans to join the team on Wednesday night. But now Miami's going to keep him home from the 2-game road trip, Thursday at Milwaukee, Saturday at Brooklyn. So he's going to be out the next couple of games. Jimmy Butler, we know, was somebody that we traded for, and then ultimately he became a bad actor here. But I'm not sure, is Jimmy Butler the poster child for being the most selfish athlete that we've had in professional sports in Minnesota? Like in recent memory, I would say absolutely. But I'm not sure beyond him, like who all ends up on that list.
I mean, there were players that didn't want to be here and were nincompoops when they were here. But I don't know that I could call them selfish. I know that Lance Lynn didn't like it here. Tommy Herr, after he was traded for Tom Brunansky, hated it here. But I don't know that I'd call him selfish. Jimmy Butler probably is the one that comes to mind, and I think it's just because of how he basically blew it up. He went scorched earth in that Timberwolves practice. And at that point, you're like, you're not worth the headache. And, I mean, there were players, you know, like a Chuck Knobloch that left. And, I mean,
the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. But Jimmy Butler right now is probably...
He's toxic.
He's absolutely toxic. I mean, he went from, drafted by Chicago, went to Minnesota, and then correct me if I'm wrong, to Philly. Did he go someplace else before Miami, or did he go?
Yeah, yeah. So when he got traded to Philly.
Philly, yeah.
And then he did not re-sign in Philly. Remember, I don't think him and Joel Embiid were on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when he landed in Miami.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I was thinking he was someplace outside of, after Philly, before Miami. But yeah, I would have to say Jimmy Butler. I know that's a cop-out.
651-461-9226. I couldn't disagree more with the text line. The text line saying Karl Anthony Towns. When was Karl Anthony Towns like a problem or a headache here in Minnesota? Karl Anthony Towns was always about uplifting the Minnesota Timberwolves. He was never selfish. Now, when I say selfish, I'm not talking about in terms of like wanting shots or like, and I don't even think that we can say that he was toxic in that way. But Karl Anthony Towns, absolutely not on the list.
Yeah,
I can't agree with that at all.
I wouldn't say Karl Anthony Towns.
I would put Randy Moss on the list before I put Karl Anthony Towns on the list.
This is going to be a hot take, but I would say Kirk Cousins. I would say Kirk Cousins because during COVID, when everybody was getting vaccinated, Kirk did not want to get vaccinated, and it ended up costing him a couple of games later in the season. And correct me if I'm wrong, those were games that would have mattered to the Minnesota Vikings in terms of the playoffs. So
yeah, because he didn't end up playing in the Green Bay Packer game.
Yes, and I mean, again, this isn't about being vaccinated or anything COVID, anything like that.
It's about
being selfish
and being available for the team.
Yeah, that would be another one where I would think.
Text line coming in hot right now from the 612. Kevin Garnett was the most selfish player. He sabotaged a lot of things behind the scenes. He wanted everything his way. Well, I'm not going to go scorched earth on Kevin Garnett. I was in those locker rooms. I interned with the team back when KG was starting, and the Wolves were starting to blow up. Let me say this. Because Kevin Garnett was more selfish than I think we're led to believe. The general public's led to believe.
Yeah, well, okay? Kevin Garnett was like the most, he was the franchise guy, so I think people loved him.
But I'll say this. Kevin Garnett and the texter, I like the diversity in terms of putting KG out there. I'll say this, though, about the Wolves. Kevin Garnett wasn't more selfish than Stephon Marbury. And I was around them a lot. Steph ruined what could have been so promising for the Timberwolves back in the day. 651-461-9226.
I can see that.
This one, though, I think this last text, and we can take phone calls on this too, coming out of the break. This text might be the one, though, from the 612. Because they said, before you even finished the question, my head went to Jimmy Buckets, but then they chime in with this name. And this could be the answer. Stephon Diggs was getting there too, but not top. I don't know. Diggsy?
Stephon Diggs is a good call.
Diggsy was trying to do the whole cryptic stuff and when talking to the media, and he's putting up these weird posts. And I don't know. Because remember when it was Diggs and Thielen?
Yeah.
We had the great wide receiver tandem. And Stephon Diggs was trying to, I don't know. That's a good one, though, right there.
Yeah, didn't he say?
That's a great call, Texture. Yeah. I got to give you some love right there.
He was sick. He had a headache. There was always.
Are you taking this the wrong way? I didn't mean this.
And yes, he was like a teenage girl who was having a bad breakup with her boyfriend and then getting back together. It was what they call vague booking, right? It's like, look at me, attention seeking. Because I think that part of it is not only if you do something that can negatively affect the team, but it's also being selfish in the same point that you're being very ambiguous because you want the attention.
651-461-9226. Another one just came to mind that nobody has texted me about. Unless somebody in the break texted it, I'm going to take full credit on this one. We'll get to that and we'll take your phone calls. Any reaction on the text line? 651-461-9226. Here on
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I like show. That's how a lot of athletes think. The world is mine. I can do whatever the heck I want. That's not necessarily the case. The talk and text line is 651-461-9226. When we think about professional sports in Minnesota, the most selfish athlete that we've seen in these parts, and this topic coming out of the news that Jimmy Butler, for the Miami Heat at least, he is going to be suspended again. He's going to miss the next couple of games. He has just totally quit on Pat Riley and the Heat. He wants to be traded, and he's just not being a good actor. Text line weighing in, and a couple names here that they are mentioning. Percy Harvin from the Minnesota Vikings will be my second after Kevin Garnett. Now, Percy Harvin became a headache. Clearly, he wanted to be traded. He got traded to Seattle. I will say this, though, about Percy Harvin. Percy Harvin didn't let his feelings toward the Minnesota Vikings affect him in terms of playing. Like Percy Harvin played hard every single game.
Yeah, I think part of it, you know, he had these migraines, and it's like, okay, if you've ever had a migraine, those suck. But then the whole, I think part of it, though, is just, you know, being in college and the reputation of throwing the weights at coaches, and I think he already came here with some baggage.
Yes. Now, this one is close to where I was going, but not all the way there. But this is a great one from the 763. What about Latrell Sprewell? I think that's his last name. You got it right. Who said he couldn't feed his family on $14 million a year. You're close. Now, that was an issue. But the one that I was talking about or kind of leading you guys up to going into break is Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell was a much bigger headache than Latrell Sprewell. Latrell Sprewell was open and honest about, I want more money to feed my family, all of that, right? But Sam Cassell, remember we had made the trade. We ended up getting Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell, that first year he came here, was a hit. Mm-hmm. He was an all-star.
Yes.
He became an all-star here in Minnesota. He was unbelievable, and he thought that he had some leverage, and maybe he did to a certain degree, in terms of he was spectacular, he was an all-star, he was one of the top players in the league that year, and remember, he got hurt in the postseason, and remember, when we got to the Western Conference Finals, he wasn't available. That was when we had Derek, I can't remember the backup point guard, but we had the backup point guard from UCLA, and I'm blanking on his last name. But anyway, so Sam Cassell was going into the final year of his contract.
Derek Martin?
Derek Martin.
Yep.
And so guess what? He wanted a contract extension. He wanted a contract extension, and he didn't get it, right? So he didn't get the contract extension. And so he doesn't get the contract extension. He let that be a situation where it totally derailed the team. Remember how everybody thought that after the Western Conference Finals that we would potentially take that next step? And what ended up happening? You know what ended up happening? Instead of taking that next step, Flip Saunders got fired.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin McHale stepped. That was just a train wreck of a year.
We also got another one here. A.J. Pierzynski and Delmon Young.
Ooh, yeah.
I think A.J. Pierzynski's become more of a villain now.
When he got away from here.
When he got away from here. I think when he was here, people loved him.
Yeah, I mean, and he was kind of a – I mean, we didn't – he's arrogant and he's kind of a – he's a little bit of a headache,
yeah.
Right? But when he's on your side, you love him.
Mm-hmm.
When he's not on your side, you hate him.
I'm trying to think, what did A.J. Pierzynski do when he was here that would have rubbed fans
the wrong way? I can't recall. And then if there was ever any real issue while he was here.
And then the other name was Delmon Young. I don't remember anything that Delmon Young did.
Yeah, I don't, other than mess up plays in the outfield. Delmon wasn't very athletic.
Delmon was a guy.
His brother was like the stud of the two.
What was his brother's name again?
I can't remember.
Good radio.
Yeah, you might want to. There's Google. We love Google.com.
No, I'm Dimitri Young.
Dimitri.
Yeah. Dimitri, yeah. He Dimitri, played for the Cardinals Dimitri and the Tigers. Yeah. No, Dimitri I wasn't saying to you. Yeah, I was saying to me.
You were just talking out loud.
I was talking out loud. Dude, I talk out loud a lot.
Yeah.
You know that.
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Steph Marbury is still going to be one of those what-if situations. Mm-hmm. Because the collective bargaining agreement had changed, and all of a sudden Steph was getting upset at KG because KG got all this money. I remember Juwan Howard was like, I think Juwan Howard technically was the first player in the NBA to get a $100 million contract. I think that Juwan Howard was.
I think you're right, Juwan. I think he was the first one to get a...
From
the Wizards or the Bullets at the time, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so to me, when I look at everything, that's one that I'll always remember. If Steph just really, because remember, after we got put out by the Seattle Supersonics that time, or was it the Rockets? One of those years we got put out, and maybe it was Barkley. Somebody said, I can't remember who it was, somebody said, this tandem, if these guys stay together, this team is going to be dangerous. Wasn't meant to be?
Yeah.
Wasn't meant to be?
There was a lot of talent there. No question there was a lot of talent. I think for the most part we've been pretty lucky with having athletes that haven't been complete head cases here compared to maybe some of the other markets.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that we've had a couple of individuals, but by and large, I think that we've
gotten lucky.
Yeah, we haven't had any Antonio Browns.
No. We had...
J.R. Ryder had some issues, but...
but he also gave us the East Bay Funk Duck, so that's okay.
All right, coming up next, let's talk some NFL. Author of Rise of the Black Quarterback and senior NFL writer from ESPN, Jason Reed, on the playoffs and the coaching hires. We'll get to that next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with.
And Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks. And suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.